Number 66, concentration wedge. Concentration wedge. It comes from George Allen Turner, who was commenting on Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, where Paul says, "This one thing I do." And he makes the observation that Paul was like that. Paul wouldn't even fight about baptism. He said, "I baptized just Crispus and Gaius and a few other of these, but I don't even remember who I baptized. But I'm not into baptism. I'm into preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation." And he made the observation, George Allen Turner says, "The wedge with the deepest driving force has the narrowest angle." It's true in life for all of us. If you have a narrow wedge of focus in your life, you will drive deeper into the lives of other people. You will accomplish more in history if you narrow your focus. When you try to do all things, you've got a broad wedge, sort of like, some of us have a wedge sort of like a hammer or like a big sledgehammer. It just kind of bounces off the wood, but you get that narrow wedge. You can dig down deeper for the Lord Jesus Christ. So what you need to do is start asking God, "What is my special, particular calling?" When you try to do music and children's ministries and youth ministries and Sunday school, and you try to specialize in everything, you dull your impact. Now, you can be in some of those things and be in many things, but you need to define clearly what your real wedge is. Seek counsel from other people. Fast, pray, find out, "God, what is my particular calling? Where am I going to put most of my emphasis to become great?" That will be your concentration wedge.